You may not is the answer that many providers of activity tourism and adventure tourism in this country are facing. A primetime special on RT last night looking at this matter told the story of a lot of Irish operators who very often, while facing increased premiums, are also now facing a no when it comes to insurance companies who used to be able to cover some of their activities, and it's having a big impact on their business. With me on the line to talk about this, someone who was on the programme last night, and that is Peter Boland. If you are affected by this, by the way, get in touch with us on the show. Do you run a tourism operation? I've seen a number of activity providers just stop service here in this county over the last number of years because of the spiralling cost of insurance. And over the last 2 years or so, there have been serious headway made by the government in terms of reducing the amounts of payouts, reducing the settlements, and reducing the number of claims that are going forward as well, and changing the book of quantum, changing the amount that judges award for the amount of money that goes out. This has been talked about by the insurance companies for quite some time as the main reason as to why the premiums are high. But last night's programme was interesting from the point of view they were showing an activity centre in Galway in Killeary that was not able to get cover for a number of the different activities like wakeboarding that they used to do in their centre. It's been running for many, many years. And then they featured an exactly similar type activity centre up in Tyrone, which had no problem. Number one, getting cheaper insurance, and number two, getting cover for those self-same activities on the same island. And the question was, why is that the case? Why is there such a big difference? Peter Boland of the Alliance for Insurance Reform with me on the line. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning, Gary.
Now, you were arguing the case with the insurance industry last night on the programme. First of all, though, the pressure that activity and tourism providers, these are the sort of providers in this county that people come on holiday for to take part in the activities, and they're under pressure with insurance costs and sometimes not even able to get insurance anymore.
Precisely, and look, at for years the Irish tourism industry was looking for ways to keep visitors entertained in Ireland with the weather that we have and the facilities that we have. And Fáilte Ireland and individual businesses identified this as a way of using Ireland at its absolute best. They're out in the beauty of Ireland, experiencing it at first hand in a way which is entirely weatherproof. And so this is a brilliant response to the challenges of Irish tourism. It also works to extend the season dramatically as well. So there's a lot of benefits to this. But the reality is that insurance for the sector is unaffordable, despite the best efforts over the last 5 years or so. And as you mentioned already, businesses north of the border are paying fractions of what businesses south of the border are paying. And we've come across examples in comparison to Germany, for example, where three adventure parks in Ireland are paying 60,000 a year and three adventure parks in Germany are paying 500 euro a year for very similar risks. So the differences are appalling. And the insurance industry are running out of excuses in terms of justifying them. So clearly, we have historically had a claims culture designed around the very large amounts of money that were being handed out in compensation. Mm. That issue has been addressed by government.
Is that the problem, though? Are we just too litigious? Are we too ready to sue for everything?
It was the problem, Gerry, but it has been and is in the process of being fixed. So the number of claims, you say, are we too litigious? The number of personal injury claims in this country has dropped 46% since 2016. So it's on its way down. What's more, the average dropped by over 40% in the last 2 years since the introduction of the judicial guidelines. We also have measures like the Garda Insurance Fraud Coordination Office, the Personal Injuries Assessment Board has been reformed.
A lot's been done to change the situation.
Precisely, and here's the kicker. All of those reforms are generating savings. And the savings can only flow in one of two directions. They either go to policyholders or they go into the back pocket of insurers, and they are not going to policyholders.
And Peter, from there, one of the reasons given was that we're in a market that's not competitive. We're seeing insurers leave. Is that the difference? Are there many more insurers in the British market than there are in the Irish market? That's why the Activity Centre Tyrone can get cover and the one in Galway can't.
That comment is correct in as much as it is true to say that there's very little competition in the Irish market. But it was presented as being caused by the market itself. The reality is that Brexit has taken an enormous amount of the competition out, and then we've lost some major players over the last few years, not because of the market, but because of internal issues in particular companies, and I won't go into that in any particular detail now.
Yeah.
But essentially what we have is insurers have us over a barrel. So you might think that there's a lot of insurers in Ireland offering the liability insurance that adventure centres need. But when you go looking for cover, essentially you're only getting one quote, and you have to pay or you don't have any other option and you're uninsured, and that is not sustainable. And we don't expect insurers to fix that, because they're all about making money, needless to say. We expect government to fix it, and there are three things government must do right now. They must hold the insurers' feet to the fire in terms of yielding those savings that I talked about to policyholders. They must get more competition in, and they must start to look at fixes for sectors that are being discarded by insurers. So insurers are getting very good at using their data, and they're starting to discard small sectors that they don't regard as being particularly profitable. And government is going to have to come up with a fix in order to address that, because that's a long-term issue.
Yeah, yeah. And look, is that the element here? Look, there's a requirement to insure things, and nothing works without insurance. It can have a big impact, and is having a big impact on business. But are insurers going down the road of wanting to get premiums, wanting to increase business, but not wanting to pay out for anything, and discarding smaller operations and saying, well, we'll cherry pick this and we'll cherry pick that? What can government do to change that?
Well, they can't force them to offer insurance. They're commercial organisations, and they'll offer insurance where they feel that it's profitable. But the difference between now and, say, 20 years ago is that 20 years ago, if an adventure tourism sector had existed, and at that stage there were only a couple of pioneers, but they were part of the broader hospitality and tourism sector. And so there were a lot of businesses putting money into a pot to cover the misfortune of the few. And that's precisely how insurance has worked historically. But with the data that insurers have now, they're drilling down further and further. So now they can get down as far as adventure centres. And then within adventure centres, they can say, well, we like rope adventures and we like cycling, but we don't like anything involving water, or we don't like anything involving going out into bogs or whatever, and they will pick and choose the different parts of the business that they're prepared to insure. Now, so essentially we're at the mercy of insurers, because if they decide not to insure a sector, and they've done that with about 45 different sectors that we can identify at this stage, then it is not sustainable to run that organisation. And I'm not just talking about commercial organisations, I'm talking about the likes of
festivals and events,
community playgrounds. If it's not run by the council now, it's almost impossible to get insurance. So what are we going to do about that? These are being discarded, and are we going to allow the insurance industry to decide what's available in Ireland and what's not? Because in other countries they find it unbelievable that insurance is putting businesses out of business and stopping communities from doing what they want to do.
Okay, all right, Peter, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for giving us your view on that this morning. That's the situation on the insurance front. If you have a view on what Peter Boland and the Alliance for Insurance Forum would say, get in touch. The insurers are saying, look, the reason why insurers are not coming in here and there's not enough competition is because they're not making money. They're just not making money. And the way insurance is structured here, obviously Peter would disagree with that.